Om Shanti. Let's settle into silence. Wherever we are, we sit down and concentrate fully on remembering Baba. Let's be as quiet as possible. The body still and stable. The next few minutes will be spent only in soul consciousness and God consciousness. All other karmas will be on hold. Today, Baba told us, gave us the self-respect that we are the angel and the angels of purity. I, the soul, do not have any bodily religion. My original religion, Swadharma, is peace and purity. I come from the land of purity, Param Dham. I take myself to my home. Where there is only peace and purity everywhere. Only truth. And I am free. I am experiencing total purity. And total peace. There is no thought. I am free of all attractions and distractions. I'm even free of remembrance. In my silent home, I'm free. Even from thoughts, what an amazing stage. Just there, in Nirvana, a point of light, full of power and energy. full. Of peace, bliss, purity. Beyond time, totally still, unmovable, in my purest stage, beyond influences, beyond feelings, I just am. Then, at the accurate time in drama, I, the star, fly down to the world of matter. To a beautiful world and enter a tiny space and then adopt a body. I have awareness. I know I am living. Everything in the new world is for me to enjoy. The nature, the animals, the flowers, the birds, and only perfect human beings around. I am a deity. I have a crown. And I am adorned with jewels. And the soul is beautiful. I look at everything. But I'm not attracted. I myself am attractive. Full of the fragrance of divine virtues. I continue taking one body after the other. As if slipping on a new costume. Effortlessly. As time goes by, my energy starts reducing. My qualities start disappearing. But I am unaware. I turn to devotion. And I remember the light. It gives me so much happiness to remember the light. And then, moving on through time, I reach age where I seem to have lost practically everything. And then I really call out to God. And it's the right time for Him to descend. Every scene of the drama is new, different, and I do not remember the scenes of my past births. I feel I have lost everything. There is sorrow, and I'm searching. I'm not satisfied with the little, because I had everything. Supreme Soul, the purest one, comes and tells me, "You are my sweet child. I accept you. And I love you as you are. Because you are mine. And you belong to me. You do not remember how and when you got separated from me. 1,000 years ago. But I know your history. And I know what you've gone through. And that's why I, the Ocean of Mercy, have come to give you back your happiness. All you have to do is remember who you are. Who you are originally. And remember me, your father, your Sadhguru. Your guide. I'm the one who can take you across. All you have to do is hold my hand. Never let it go. When I am taking you back, there will be many attractions and distractions. See them as sightseeing. Do not be tricked by the illusions. Do not be afraid, for I am there, the one full of all powers. If you feel afraid, just hold my hand tighter. And tell me, if you're tired, tell me, I'm your father. I will carry you on my shoulders. I know it's a long journey, but I will be with you until the end. Do not be deceived or get upset by what's happening in the world. At this time, all human beings, all human souls have become beggars. They desire and they demand love, attention, respect, time, and they will come to you. You have to just give. Never take from anyone. Never get shaken by anyone. Just think about me. Be with me. I know you have many old sanskars in nature. Trouble you against your wish. Continue to remember me, and you will become as sweet as me. Have all relationships with me. Sometimes become a child. Become carefree. Hand over all your burdens to me. Remember, I, the bridegroom, have come to decorate you, the bride, and take you back with me with a lot of happiness. You will be secure with me. I am the truth. I never change. And you do not take anything from you. I have come to remove your sorrow. Even the tiniest of all sorrows. My wishes as a parent, that not even a tiny thorn pricks you. May you always be happy and prosperous. This is my blessing to you.